This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yes, you're still locked into The Pulse, bringing the latest in the music world and fresh new music. You just heard the sounds of Grave Flowers, Bongo Band, lovely band name, with Down Man. And right now, we are heading into our quickfire news segment that we like to call...
By the way, it's time to up your game as far as listening to music in your car is concerned, because this week we found out that Spotify is set to roll out their own smart music player. And it's going to be called Spotify Car Thing.
Like, no joke, it's like Car Thing.
It's Car Thing. Yeah, Spotify Car Thing. That's what it's going to be called. It's a pretty cool looking touch screen panel, the size of your in-car navigation device. And it's going to help you fire off Spotify items while you drive. So... really bringing the hardware game into play here for an app. The interface comes with a voice command, which is a lot like Alexa or Siri, and you can call it, "Hey Spotify, please put on Bob Marley and the Wailers," or anything else. And according to online reports, the device will be priced at almost $80, and for now it'll only exclusively be on sale in America. But I'm sure it'll come around to our side of the world pretty much next year, maybe. It's nothing out of the ordinary release, and another one of those in-car entertainment hardware. But I think much like many in-car devices, it connects to the user's car using USB, Bluetooth, or an auxiliary port. And I know most modern cars have these days come fitted with Apple CarPlay or Android Auto, but Spotify points out that the average age of a car in America right now is actually 11 years old. So that means there's still a large number of cars on the road that don't have Apple CarPlay or Android Auto infotainment systems. So this is where a hardware by their company comes in handy. And if you're already a Spotify user on your phone, you have a Spotify hardware to go along. You can clip it onto your aircon van or put it out on the dashboard. It's got a lot of different holders already. And check it out. Spotify Car Thing.
Would you buy it?
If it's not that, I mean, for $80, that's what, for almost $400?
Yeah.
For a thing like that, maybe not. We have our phones, but it did make a statement that you can then, with our with their hardware, you can use your phone for phone things.
Hmm.
You can pick up calls while the music still is on, and you don't have to worry about switching tabs on your phone. That's pretty handy.
Yeah, it is. Or you could just cue all your music before you start your car.
Yeah.
By the way, film score composer Hans Zimmer, who you might know from his work in The Lion King, Inception, Dark Knight, Da Vinci Code, and more, he's partnered up with phone manufacturer Oppo to create phone sounds for their latest flagship phone, the Oppo Find X3 Pro. Now, before I continue, I'm sure you're all very curious to hear how a Hans Zimmer ringtone would sound like, right? So here's how it sounds like. Sounds very epically Hans Zimmer to me.
Cinematic.
Yeah. So in a recent Oppo interview that they did with Hans Zimmer, he said that, "I want the ringtone to open a door that says there is the possibility to feel something."
Oof. Yeah, that's a way to write a ringtone, right?
But it definitely felt like he opened some doors. I mean, it sounded very epic to me.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see it on a phone, because Hans Zimmer working with a phone company to make sound design is something that we never have thought of. You know, he's a big movie guy and soundtrack guy.
Yeah, in fact, there are other phone sounds that he composed as well, just for Oppo, like the alarm tone, the notification tone, the text tone. I think it's a very creative way of including the work of Hans Zimmer in the phone. And Apple could definitely use some, you know, new alarm sounds that doesn't sound like an emergency siren.
Or sleep through it completely like
yes.
me. By the way, before the days of digital playlists on online mixtapes, especially if you grew up in the 90s, chances are you have heard and have seen the popular CD compilation called Now, That's What I Call Music.
And right about now, you're imagining the album design.
Right? Yeah. It is that compilation series. It is the world's best-selling multiple artist album series. these compilations were the go-to CDs for anything related to top 40s music. You know, back then, most restaurants and retail shops would have had a copy lying around. And I bet, you know, your parents even had a few volumes too in the cars. And like you mentioned, the cover of that CD is instantly recognizable with the words "Now" and its tacky color schemes, you know. And as I mentioned, I grew up in the 90s, so I know exactly what these CDs look like. There are many volumes of them. And earlier this week, actually, the company Now Music announced a latest volume is set to be released at the end of this month. You know, I didn't think they were still a thing. I thought they had gone out of business. They're still around. And in its usual style of curation, the latest volume of Now, that's what I call music, is now at number 78. Will feature the world's biggest hits that top many charts across the world. So you can think of it as like a time capsule of what people from a certain period of time will be bobbing their heads to. And this number 78 features most popular music of the last 3 and 4 years. So 2019, 2020, 2021. And aligning with modern times, the 78th volume of this compilation will be released physically on CD and also digitally at the end of the month on the 30th of April. The CD will feature hit songs by the likes of Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Dua Lipa, Miley Cyrus, Bieber, Jason Derulo, Olivia Rodrigo, and more. So just watch out. You can place a pre-order, I think. I think the pre-orders are open for the Now, that's what I call music, number 78, if you're so inclined to do so.
I think you can even buy it as an art to hold on to, you know, show your kids in the future. Yeah.
That's right.
This is what people used to call music.
Yeah, it's a time capsule, like I said. And, you know, who knows, a couple of years from now, these things are being sold on as NFTs. So we'll see. Just to wrap up some of the topics and some of the stories that we've had on the program tonight. Earlier on the show, we had local post-punk band Lust, and they spoke to us about their recent visual exploration called Club Venta Black, something that ran for one whole week.
You can check out the live performance and the short film, which is available on their YouTube page. And then we also spoke about the many music streaming platforms that are available on the market today. We took a look at all our options and the minor differences between them. We also did the poll that was on Insta Story that asked you how many music streaming platforms do you use, and the average was 2.
Not bad.
Yeah.
More than I thought people would have, you know?
Yeah, I thought most people would only have Spotify.
Yeah.
So, Malaysian's not bad.
Not bad, not bad. And on our quickfire news segment, by the way, we took a look at Spotify's new smart music player called the Spotify Car Thing.
We also spoke about Hans Zimmer composing different phone sounds for phone manufacturer Oppo. And we also find out the latest updates about the very iconic Now, that's what I call music compilation. And apparently they are coming up with a new volume. They're still alive, not dead.
That's right. On Hans Zimmer's working with phone manufacturer Oppo, I thought that was really nice touch. We heard some samples of what the sound designs by Hans Zimmer that's going to be put on their phones, and I'm going to look forward to that.
Speaking of Oppo, how important are patents and intellectual property in the 5G world, and how might that affect consumers? You can find out on Tech Talk, the tech of tomorrow, that's presented by Oppo. It's episode 2, and we'll be hearing from Henry Tang, Oppo's chief 5G scientist, and patent agent Dennis Tan, where we discuss the innovations and commercializations of 5G. It's happening this Friday, 16th of April at 11:30 a.m. So mark that down in your calendars.
Yeah, so that neatly wraps up tonight's episode of The Pulse. Thank you so much for joining us. Let us know what you think of the show. And if you like what you heard on the show and would like to revisit this episode, you can head on to our website at bfm.my or the BFM app. We've got all our podcasts and topics up on there. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Get us on Instagram as well at BFM Radio. WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. Down to our last track for the night.
Yeah, I think it's only fitting that we play this track because we lost another rapper.
Yes, on last Friday, the 9th of April, we got news about the death of DMX. And he passed away on the 9th of April at 51 years old. Closing off with a DMX tune, Rest in Peace. It can't be any other track but this one, right? Mm. So here's DMX with Party up in here.
You're going to miss his iconic growl.
Yep.
Right here on The Pulse with me, Ofni Ting, and
Ali Johan.
BFM 89.9. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.